Pakistan's new president, Asif Ali Zardari, who, of course, is the widower of Benazir Bhutto, made his first address to his nation's parliament today. Mr. Zardari has hardly settled into his new job, but he's already been engulfed by a political crisis triggered by American military strikes occurring inside Pakistani territory. NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
Pakistanis have much to worry about. The economy's teetering. Every day, lives are lost in fighting between their army and militants in Pakistan's northwest. Today, more people were killed and maimed by a suicide bomber. Yet an old issue is dominating the first days of Pakistan's new president, Asif Ali Zardari. Pakistan's difficult relationship with the United States. The issue flared up this month when American commandos in Afghanistan crossed into Pakistan and raided a tribal village. They attacked in South Waziristan, a refuge for the Taliban and its allies. One Pakistani official said 20 civilians were killed. Other estimates were lower. Pakistan was furious. Its Chief of Army Staff, General Ashfaq Kiani, issued an unusually forthright statement. He said there's no agreement with US-led coalition forces allowing them to conduct operations inside Pakistan, and stated Pakistan's sovereignty would be defended at all cost. Pakistan is a US ally. Its army receives hundreds of millions of dollars a month in US funds. General Kiani's words have prompted genuine concerns that Pakistani soldiers might end up fighting US forces along the border. Professor Pervez Hoodboy is a writer on Pakistani affairs.
Well, if they take that those statements as being true ones, then the next time the Americans come around, they could very well fire at them, and that could lead to an escalation that could easily get out of hand.
Since that American commando raid, U.S. drones have fired missiles at suspected militant targets inside Pakistan on at least five more occasions. Tanveer Ahmed Khan, a former Pakistan foreign secretary, believes the U.S.'s conduct is strengthening the militants and undermining Pakistan's new government.
It is politically extremely costly for the government of Pakistan. I mean, the general feeling that the government of Pakistan is unable or unwilling to defend local people can be highly destructive. I mean, very damaging to the very concept of a state.
American cross-border attacks appear to be fueling a feeling among Pakistanis that President Zardari is too close to Washington, a criticism often leveled at General Pervez Musharraf. Today, Zardari sought to change that impression. This was his first appearance before a joint session of both houses of parliament, and it was conducted amid extraordinary security. It began with a prayer, although it wasn't long before Zardari got to the issue.
We will not tolerate the violation of our sovereignty and territorial integrity by any power in the name of combating terrorism.
Whether Zardari actually means this isn't certain. Some Pakistani officials have privately indicated that their government's willing to allow U.S. missile strikes inside Pakistani territory so long as they're coordinated. Zardari also said Pakistan wouldn't allow the use of its soil for carrying out terrorist activities against any foreign country. Today, Zardari called for a session of parliament to be held in secret to discuss security strategy. He also outlined a formula for bringing peace to Pakistan's troubled border zone.
First, to make peace with those who are willing to keep the peace and renounce violence. Second, to invest in the development and the social uplift of the local people. And third, to use force only as the last resort against those who refuse to surrender their arms.
The debate over how to tackle militants in the mountains straddling Pakistan and Afghanistan is far from over. Zardari is traveling to New York for next week's UN General Assembly meeting. He's expected to meet President Bush on the sidelines. It's a fair bet the subject will come up. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.